Market View on Money FM 89.3.
Well, it seems that equity markets across the world seem to be heaving a bit of a sigh of relief and trading with a little bit more stability and a bit and more soothed nerves, that is. But a lot of this might have to do also with a growing correlation between the way U.S. 10-year yields in particular are trending. In fact, we're seeing the 10-year yields today have fallen by about 3.4% and now down to 1.54% on the U.S. 10-year Treasury. This, though, is this relationship might be one that might influence how markets move in the months to come, it seems, given how sensitive equity markets have been to the moves in these U.S. bond yields. Today on Money FM 89.3, we're joined by Mr. Jamil Ahmad, who's the Director for Investment Strategy at Naga. He joins us all the way live from London today to talk about how the rise in bond yields out in the U.S. seems to be influencing stocks in a more pronounced fashion as we head deeper into 2021. Jamil, thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are safe and in good health out in London today. And a good morning to you.
Good morning, and thank you very much for having me. Thank you for your kind message, and I hope that all of our viewers and listeners, and unfortunately as well, all of your colleagues and yourself are all doing well as well.
Absolutely, Jamil, and thanks for those words, of course. Now, Jamil, in just to rewind, and last time we spoke, and this was to recap the end of January. At the end of January this month, it was a Reddit retail frenzy courtesy of a roaring kitty that really drove market sentiment. But this time around, it seems to be the sight of higher yields and that steepening yield curve that really has markets just a little bit spooked. Well, not today, as we mentioned, but over the last couple of days, it really has been the case. Now, how odd and potentially concerning has the pace at which rates has risen and bond investors have sold off been in the last few weeks? And what can you make about the growing worry among equity investors about rising bond yields and where that might actually dictate where stocks might head?
Very good questions. It's a very complicated topic, but I will try and break it down as simply as I can.
Sure.
I'm concerned over the pace of the move in terms of the rally in the Treasury yields. However, I do feel that we're kind of looking for reasons to be sensitive or towards guidance on selling markets at the moment, because we have planet markets and we have planet reality. Planet reality is still in this very unprecedented and very difficult situation. But we have planet markets that have stormed towards incredibly new all-time highs, record world levels, you know, not only across Wall Street, but other indexes as well. And I think when we have an opportunity to kind of shake the tree to see if the apples fall and if the markets fall, I feel like we have this kind of sentiment right now where we're going to try and do it. And I do feel like that the Treasury yield story has fallen into that melting pot. Essentially, we've got so many economic challenges from this pandemic on an employment, a financial, and a fiscal level. Central banks will not be raising interest rates. We're going to see a whole completely different game. So even if we do see higher inflation, and we're going to see it, we have to take into account we've had wards on lockdown for pretty much the past 1 year, which means that we've had very depressed demand, depressed supply. So that productivity is going to lead to a shoot higher in inflation. And the Fed and the central bank is going to say, okay, this is kind of like a piggyback moment where, you know, some of that stuff that's been stuck out there is going to try and come back in. This is going to lead to inflation projections getting higher and higher. But for as long as it leads to economic growth, hopefully leads to jobs recovery, they're just going to let that fly for some time, perhaps 6 to 9 months. So I do think that we overheated that Treasury yield story somewhat, and there was a bit too much of an oversensitivity. Yes, we need to watch the inflation, but we also have to take into account how strange and wacky this whole past 1 year has been and take that into consideration too.
Absolutely. And, you know, Jamil, we also there's a lot of growing confidence right now that the Biden administration might be able to pass that $1.9 trillion stimulus plan that many hope will provide an even stronger booster for the U.S. economy. Of course, we are seeing signs that the global economy is starting to recover. Do you think that this pullback in U.S. in equities right now could just be markets slowing down and perhaps just evening out or closing that differential, especially since markets were criticized for getting too far ahead of the economic reality last year?
That's exactly the point. I think that now this President Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus package, once that gets approved, and we're in the final stages anyway, it's just a matter of logistics now, it seems, that there's going to be no more stimulus to come for a long time. there's going to be no more government stimulus. There's going to be no more monetary stimulus. It's going to be, you've had so much over the past 1 year, that's as much accessibility in the system you're going to get. And as we know, investors love this artificial money. And by artificial money, I don't mean to be rude. I just mean that central banks are pumping money into the system. Once they stop doing it, it becomes, again, tempting to take profits. So I would say it's that reality that we've got as many Christmas presents as we're going to get. We're not going to get any for the next Christmas, whenever that comes. It might not be this year. And then we're going to take profits and positions. And I believe that the markets definitely have certain room to correct lower. Again, we're not justified right now. We have all debt that's gone up on an unprecedented amount. We have central banks that have literally bent over backwards to try and restore market confidence over the past 1 year. And that's led to a lot more money being in the system. Once that money starts getting drained from the system, I do think the markets have room for a significant correction.
All right. We'll speak to Jameel Ahmad, the Director for Investment Strategy at Naga today. As we know, Jameel, also one of the big events out in Europe is the European Central Bank, which is preparing to make their next policy decision on Thursday. Now, do you think that they might even address the recent run-up in bond yields and potentially do something about it? You know, this also, as we know, this meeting coming a week before the Fed makes their own policy decision.
I do think they're going to address it, but what we've learned from the ECB specifically over the past couple of months is how much more conservative the EU governments and the European Central Banks are against what we see in the United States and even the United Kingdom. And I think that's another reason why investors have lost some confidence there, because you had that big promise around September, October last year, the ECB would go hard and heavy before the end of the year, because of the second wave. As soon as that vaccine got approved, Pfizer, all those many months ago, the ECB became more conservative. And I think that's another concern for the market, that Europe is so far behind the curve. We could be looking at the second coming of what happened in the global financial crisis, where we were talking about the EU woes for years after. And I do fear that we're going to have the same thing, because you look at the vaccine rollout, you look at where the vaccines are being distributed, and you look at where the economies might be able to get towards what we can call normal. In the UK, that governmental guidelines being provided is the end of June, fingers crossed. US, it seems to be the same kind of timeline. Europe has no idea what that's going to happen. That means that Europe misses another summer season of tourism, which contributes about 15% to its overall GDP on a continental level. And that's why I think that there are so many concerns now over Europe and its economic growth trajectory, that ECB has to be more lenient, but they're not going to be. And that's another reason why markets are getting more sensitive too, because we're seeing that run higher for the greenback, which is the US dollar, obviously. We've seen a big move higher in the pound. And I think a lot of that has to do with the EU and the European shortcomings from this pandemic too.
All right. Very interesting insights there. We'll have to leave it at that. But an interesting conversation with Jameel Ahmad, the Director for Investment Strategy at Naga. Jameel, thank you so much for spending some of your time this morning to talk to us on Money FM 89.3 about all these recent movements in the markets. As always, I wish you and your loved ones continued safety and health during these uncertain times. And we look forward to next time you can join us on the show. Meanwhile, try to have a great Tuesday morning, sir.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.